Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to the Some of Us. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz, and I made it.
You made it.
Girl, I made damn sure. I made damn sure. Imagine me hungover, empty bottle, pills all over me in the bed. No, not this time. Not this time.
Not this time.
Yes, whispering shallow goodbyes to a handsome stranger.
Oh, no.
Not this time. Not ever.
Anyway. Oh, goodness. Well, I'm glad you're here. Definitely.
I'm glad I'm here. Oh, I made damn sure. I was up 10 minutes before the alarm. Wake up. Such a fall from grace. But listen, we've been doing the show for a long time. I mean, we really haven't screwed up that much when it was like our fault.
No, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
We really haven't. So for the law of averages,
not bad.
Well, not bad at all, my friend. So before we get into it, you did give me a heads up that we have a caller in the queue. I'm going to get the database because I have a feeling it's just somebody who calls us for messages. So let me just load it up.
Ah, let's see here. Okay, well, let me click on this. Hold on. To be fair, Blog Talk has been a little weird today. A little on the delay on some things I've noticed. But
okay.
Right.
No, it's Blog Talk. But yeah, to be fair, well, thank you. That's good.
You know. Okay. Hello, area code 415.
Hi,
hello.
Yes, it's Jessica.
It's loaded whenever you're ready. It's loaded.
Right.
I already know.
Thank you.
Here we go.
We're here to serve.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Two-digit number, which is very rare, and that number is 3939. Mm. Oh, this is... very interesting message. Okay. The sensation of overwhelm is merely a mask to your greater desires, dreams, and aspirations. It is a cry from the mind to slow down and take care. I'll read it again. So this is very specific. The sensation of overwhelm is merely a mask to your greater desires, dreams, and aspirations. It is a cry from the mind to slow down and take care. 39.
Mm. Yeah, that. I think I needed to hear that too.
I think all of us did.
Right.
I would say the sensation, and I would also say the illusion of overwhelm. The sensation / illusion of overwhelm.
Okay. That's fair.
But I'll send it to you.
Yeah. But the numbers are also interesting because it leads with this 3, which is about how you distribute your energy and how you express yourself. And obviously, as you express yourself, your energy is in that expression. And as that energy flows out, it reaches other people. And the people who are really aligned with it will give you in kind a reflection of how they're receiving it. Like, ooh, you know, cool. And so it usually grows. But also you may get clues that some people are just not receptive. They're, in fact, in resistance to it. And that may actually give you more attention. You know, usually you get like the one person who's giving you a little bit of grief out of maybe 1,000 compliments, like that. But that one person you weren't able to get. So sometimes your attention gets deflected by looking at what is being in resistance to it, to your energy. So that's very interesting because usually it's our mind, our analytical mind, that is observing, hoping to just be neutral, but usually not. And that's where we get that kind of feedback. Like, you know, like everybody loved it except for this one person. And that's what you end up thinking about and you focus on, even though you got a lot of different great feedback from so many other people. It's almost after a while, after like maybe the second one, you're like, oh, now I'm kind of used to it. I'm expecting it. But when someone changes that response, and you're like, well, whoa, everyone, all 10 other people liked it. How come? So now you give your attention to that one. So just be very mm-hmm. aware of that. So sometimes your mind is like, oh, we gotta turn that one over. We gotta win this one over. And you spend so much time thinking about that or wanting to have like the perfect, here's another perfect picture that our mind, by the way, has developed. We have a perfect picture and we want it to be perfect. And don't even think about, you know, you don't want to look at that one little speck of dust that has fallen mm-hmm. on the picture. But you put all your energy into that one, and it's in the corner too. No one really even paid attention. But now that you mention it, now you bring it up. Now that's the focus. What went wrong, versus just receiving, you know, the things that have gone well, and then like I guess my guys are saying there's a moment you need to allow yourself, and that's usually not what you do, what we do, not you, but we collectively, we. We look at our faults because we've usually been doing this already in our mind, and that gets magnified. But the bigger picture, this is where that nine comes in. The bigger picture is that there's an unfolding. There's a way things come out. And to the degree that we put our minds in to try to, you know, make it a certain way to fit what was either in our minds or a picture that we were told we had to have, that's where we put so much of it in. The focus then becomes not what you have, but what you don't have. And that in what you don't have, it's a reminder, oh, well, that means I'm not good enough because I don't have it. But you just totally dismissed all this other good stuff that was also in your mm-hmm. in your field that you could receive in the moment. And then after the big moment is done and you're ready to move on, then you learn, maybe you do a bit of evaluation and say, oh, you know what, all this stuff is great, and this is some stuff that I could probably, you know, if you look at it, maybe could improve upon. Or is it just one person quibbling about something that, you know, that's what they do? So that is a beautiful message. I mean, so it's uh-huh. it's a good reminder. It's a perfect reminder. That you can get into overwhelm, because that was like the big word from that message, overwhelm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it can get just so much in your mind that you forget all the other things, or you minimize all the other things that are happening that actually do, they are telling you, this is like, we enjoyed it, or, you know, you're so talented, all these different compliments that come your way, and you sort of like dismiss it in a way because you're trying to get this one person or have someone say something that is, so it's like all in your head alignment, but it's not, you're not aligned. Right now you're not aligned. You're putting yourself out of alignment to make sure this one person who has a different opinion gets an alignment. So, it's a cry from the mind. I'm looking at you sent me a cry from the mind to slow down and take care. Slow down and take care. So mm-hmm. care mm-hmm. not about what the other person may or may not be thinking or what that other person's opinion, but take the bigger picture in. If you're getting so much really good feedback, you're not going to win them all. You're just not. And nor do you need to, because if you're doing everything right, you never learn, right? You never, then you never launch off to something bigger that you are wanting to do too. You think, oh, well, I'm good. I got everything here and I'm good. I mean, that's very temporary. Everything is temporary. The good reviews, the bad reviews, everything's temporary, because you're always in the process of creating something new. And it could be something better. It could be something mm-hmm. different. But this slow down, take care means make sure your mind isn't making you shoot off in all these different directions all at once, right away. Like, take a moment and breathe. As you know, we say that a lot, and it's just because it's the simplest thing to do to get in connection. And your breath is everything. If you're not breathing, you're dying. So when you're breathing, you're just like, okay, take a deep breath. So it's so helpful. You don't have to engage into like this deep, you know, hour-long meditation, but just take a deep breath and be present and really have your mind calm down and really, really take in what has been said to you or what you've received. Maybe not even what has been said to you. What do you receive? Because a lot of people can say things to you, but you may not receive it. You can hear it, but not receive it. And so there's a difference there too. But that 3 and the 9 are, a 3 can make up that 9. And the 9 is the bigger picture. 3 is just one aspect of it. It's usually the funner, lighter aspect of it. But it can also be very scattered if you're just going to be chasing that next, I want it to all be great, and there's nothing wrong with that. But usually it's, like I said, your mind's distracted when someone says, well, I don't like it that much. Well, it's not my cup of tea. Then you're trying to make that into that person's cup of tea when you're a coffee maker. You're a barista. You're not a tea person. So, that's the bigger picture. I actually do love it. I think it makes that message really hits home for me. So you let me know, Jessica, what's going on.
Yeah, thank you. It's just confirmation of what I've been feeling like doing, and I have been doing the last couple of days. I don't know if I'm overwhelmed. Maybe I'm burnt out, which I guess is another synonym for that. But I just feel kind of burnt out. I feel like sort of irritated and annoyed about things. I've been real focused on getting that one thing, a lot of things have been developing. Good things have been developing around it, but I see I'm just like real in this sort of crank place, and I'm like, we're just kind of chilling out. We're going to back away from this. Good things are happening, but
good.
You're so focused on that goal. It's been many months going after it, and I kind of feel like I've had it, like that. So I'm just like, let's just hang out this week, go to the park and get back into my normal routines rather than the chase. It's good.
Usually it's like you're so close to something, and then because you don't really see it in its entirety, or you think it's like hidden behind something else that just needs its own process to get out of the way for you to then see it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good, sometimes when you just take a break and you're what you're doing, you walk away and you focus on something else. Then you come back and it's like, things have lined up. You've been able to bake the cake because you stepped away. You stepped away from the oven, give it its time, let it do its thing. Then, when you go back, it's like, oh, perfect timing. It's ready. Okay. So, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm glad we can confirm that for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a good way to start the day. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
Thank you.
All
you
right.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye,
nice.
Girl. Bye.
Okay. We have another hand raised.
Wonderful.
And I'm thinking this is our friend from up north. But, it
You're
is.
Right. Hi,
Jennifer.
Ladies. It's Jennifer from up north.
Hello.
Hello.
Jennifer from up north.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. Yeah.
What can we do to you?
Oh, maybe that was for Liz. That was really for Liz.
Oh, you better stop. You better stop because you were away for 2 years. You better stop. You were away for 2 years. You had a baby. You did all these things. You better stop.
That's funny.
You know, for half an hour, I had to fend for myself on this show. Half an hour.
Oh my god! And you were away for 3 years and 6 months. You better stop.
But did you have a co-host? Did you have a co-host? Co-host?
I did. She's there. She is.
Plural.
Yeah, she's right there. Yes, we had several because just call me the Hess of Blog Talk, okay?
Because that's how I lined it up for you.
Yeah, that's how I roll. Me and my bitches. I got me and my bitches. I got Jennifer. I got Anna. I do it right. I don't fly solo.
Oh my goodness. Jennifer, how are you?
Excellent. It was fun. You know what?
She's loved it.
Lovely.
We had so much fun.
Yes.
I loved it. Yes.
Liz, someone on Facebook wants to be my friend. They're from Norway, and they're in the geochemical business.
You better stop.
And they work on
it.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Are you joking?
People who
is this real?
Yeah, on Facebook. On Facebook, yeah. And I looked at it, I'm like, bullshit. No, decline.
Decline. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was the name, widowed. Do you remember the name? The first name?
No, but it didn't sound normal. Oh my God! It might have been.
Was it Lucas?
It didn't sound very Norwegian to me, or whatever. It was not a Scandinavian name.
But you don't remember.
But they were gray haired.
Yeah.
Gray haired, white.
That's
you know, okay looking. Yeah.
Okay looking.
I'm like, what
kind
the
of
hell?
not thin, but not heavy.
No. Yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah. Medium. Yeah. Yeah.
Glasses.
I don't remember that much. Yeah, I know. Anyway. I should have screenshotted it and sent it to you.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, what are the chances?
The chances are very high. Not even worth the energy. But there's a whole. Well, what was really good about that experience is that it really activated my Spidey sense and my Scooby Doo prowess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now I can spot a scammer like miles away. You know, and those of you that are out in these streets, especially like over the over 40 set, I think if they say that they're, especially if it's a guy saying that they're a widow, there's a 50% chance that they're a scammer right there, because they know.
I would go up to 80.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be nice. Yeah, 80% chance. Yeah. Right there, because they're so smart at really understanding female psychology and how the female heart and mind works and all that intelligence. And the reason why I almost fell for it was because this person was so talented as a writer. My nickname for him was Ibsen. So talented and invested so much intellectual and emotional energy. And it really wasn't, it wasn't like lifetime TV fodder, because I'm not that girl. You know, I'm a deep thinker, very creative, and all of that wasted talent. And it went left, you know, week five, and it ended before week six because I was on to him. But up until then, crazy, crazy, gifted, talented, potential, and what a disgrace, because your karma, sir, is in trouble. Your karma is in danger, girl. So, God bless. But yes, that's, they're probably in the same sort of syndicate if it wasn't the same person. Because they
probably
will get women, it's very likely it's the same person, but that's crazy. And
and I guess I don't get too many. Like, I'll get like one a day. Well, not even one a day. Like maybe one a week. So I went,
right.
Wow. I'm calling
That's
for
funny.
A real reason.
Yes. Yes.
I was
opposed
a,
to
like
as
a card
to,
just like
Jessica.
Say
that.
As opposed
no, that's
to scamming you. Also, there's like a whole bunch of transition. Like, it's weird.
There's
so
a lot
much
happening
transition
right now.
Going.
There's a lot happening.
Yes.
Yes. There's so much happening. I'll say this and you're going to pull your message because I wanted to say this as a response to the message that Jessica pulled, which I thought was great for all of us. This is there's a major period of healing taking place, whether we like it or not. And some people think, well, why wouldn't you want healing? A lot of people are resistant to healing. Because it also means there's a reckoning. Mm-hmm. There's an ownership that needs to happen. It's to the degree of the resistance that we're going to allow or disallow. So you're absolutely right on the money. There is a lot going on. And what may seem to be a disappointment or a setback really is a gateway to next level. It just looks and feels different. But it's not. And the less resistance you have to just boldly have some quiet ownership of it and
be very selective about who you let into your private world, if anyone, the smoother the ascension. I'm not even saying transition. I'm saying ascension. This is like this is a portal of leveling up, and that's why things feel funky, and that's why we're reminded of old patterns. It's because we're letting them go. So that's sort of like the weather event. I have the database loaded for you, so I'm ready whenever you guys are.
Okay.
Pick.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Number with this message is 927. 927. And this is really interesting because it really sums up what we were just talking about a second ago. Here we go. The self is no longer small. When the truth is known by the impact your actions and words make, not only on others, but on who you are becoming. See, we can't be the small self anymore. I'll read it again.
That's an awesome message.
Yes.
I'll read it again. I'm going to send it to you, Elisa. I'm going to read it slowly for you, Jen, and for everybody else.
Oh, I'm not typing it out this time. I'm not in the chat.
Oh,
okay.
But yeah. But it's so good to hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Elisa, you want me to send it to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The self is no longer small when the truth is known by the impact your words and actions make, not only on others, but on who you are becoming. I mean, this is what I need to hear all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
This is, yeah, I'm glad you picked it, 927.
Well, overall,
I can feel that one right in my chest.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. It's interesting because that would be the heart. So examine whether that's with your children or with your partner. It's something in that realm. I'm thinking it's with your younger son, but that's just what I'm picking up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means. It's just not anything good, anything bad. Maybe it's a pattern that's no longer necessary. I don't know. I have no idea.
He's the one that's only really around. Like the other two are away at school, but I will be seeing them all this weekend.
Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, well, and actually his number, he was born September 9th. So we've got the 9 and then the 9.
Yeah.
So
that
would make sense for it to be him.
Okay. Okay, because that just came in, so I don't even think about what comes in. I just say what comes in. I don't think about it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad that's making sense. I'll turn it over to Elisa.
We got nines all the way around because even though it's a 927, it ends up being overall a 9. But let's look at the reason why it is a 9, a 2, and a 7. So we are going from the 9 of worldly, universal knowledge and understanding, like we start off there. And so this is, as I always say, with 9 as a bigger picture, but this I feel has to do with universal spiritual laws. You know, like don't kick puppies.
Oh my God.
After every meal. You know, give the burnt ends, you know, leave that for your mom because she usually eats, no, I'm just kidding, of the toast. But then the 2 is that connecting. It is, again, partnership, cooperation, it's receptivity. So it's the bigger picture being receptive to 7, which is spirituality, which is, we talk about it being a faith, also very logical. So it's a blending of what some would think is very separate realms, but they're very connected, of rational, logical, and then also spiritual, mystical. So you may know how these things work, but not really know how they work, and that's fine. Like it still works whether you understand it or not. And the 9 is saying just release any notions and just meet it wherever it is, however it shows up, just meet it where it is, whatever it is, that situation, anything. It's just say, let things unfold. And now that two is a central number. So this is now about receiving what shows up to you, for you, or even by you, whatever shows up, just meet it and be open. Maybe non-judgmental, neutral, because it could be, if you have a certain filter, it could be like the worst thing ever or the best thing ever. But if you just meet it, there's no charge to it either way, and then you can let it show itself. And that way it's very real, it's authentic for the other person. If another person's involved, it's your younger son. And then what happens is, because that situation can just be its authentic self, it puts everybody at ease, because then there's no need to put on a show, to keep a perfect picture of anything. It's just, no, this is what it is. So there's a grace in allowing yourself and others to just be without any expectation. You know, like when you need a really good friend, that friend, you can tell that friend anything, and you don't have to edit. You don't have to, she might take it this way. You just speak your mind. You speak what's from your heart. As we talk about your heart, you speak from your heart, and it's received in kind. And there's no judgment, no spin on it. And it's like that true neutral, like just be who you are, and we'll see how things, work themselves out. So it's a very beautiful way to be, and an interesting and impactful message.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Liz, I know you love to be a medium on the spot. My boss died. Well, not so suddenly. Yeah, and he was 56. But I also had a friend in New York die at 56, like in November. So, so he died, and then my boss died at 50. I didn't realize he was that young. Like, he was 56. So I'm wondering, I feel like he has been sending me messages.
Who, your friend?
My boss. Actually, my friend, I'm surprised he hasn't. I haven't really felt anything around,
Because with the friend, he got a lot of work to do. He got a lot of stuff to do over there. I don't know his story or whatever, but there's a lot of, it's not because over there there's no judgment, but if we were to label it here, there's a lot of shame that he needs to alchemize so that it's not shame anymore, whatever that means. With your friend, there's a lot of like unfinished business of assessing whatever path and journey that he experienced in this particular lifetime. So it's not that you're not going to get contact from him, but it's not going to make sense in terms of linear time. It's just not going to make sense because time doesn't exist. So you'll be pleasantly surprised on some random occasion, but you'll know it's your friend. And again, just when people ask me about a specific thing and something else comes in, doesn't mean that it's linear, okay? It's just what's coming in, just in general. I'm getting a J name, like a Julian or a Jules, or I feel more masculine than feminine. And I'm not saying this is with your friend or with your boss, but where's a name with a J?
I'm reaching in my brain. I'm sure there's someone, but it's not.
Okay, so just make a note of it.
It's not coming to me. Yeah.
Okay, it's a name, and we don't know if it's a name of a thing, a company, a person.
a build, but just J, but I'm feeling like a Julian or a Julius. I don't think it's a female name, but I don't know.
Okay.
Tell me.
Do you feel a lot of energy?
The thing is, it's prominent. So it's
okay.
I have more of a clarity, a sustainable energy, but more of a clarity. It's very clear.
So I have a guide, like a spiritual guide, but it's an ascended master, and the name is Julian.
Mm-hmm. Girl, please don't make me work so hard. So it's So and it came
well,
here.
Well, I was
clear.
In that person head.
No, that's okay. But there was a clarity and a confidence as opposed to like a lot of energy. It was just like a clarity, a confidence. So that's interesting. It felt more like that. Because a lot of energy could be chaotic, but there was a strength and a presence and a confidence and very clear. So, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I said Julian. It's so specific. It's like, why are you making me go through circles? Okay. So, I'm sorry. No. It's funny. I should open up like a dominatrix, like psychic with a little whip.
Oh, that's funny.
So
that's so wrong.
Yeah, but so right because I said it.
But so right, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's really specific. Girl, I said Julian. Like, that's him. That name, it's not like, there's somebody named John Smith. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, that is specific AF.
Yep. Nope, I used to do channeling, and I brought him through. Well, it's a
girl.
There's no sex, but it's, like, the energy is very strong. It's, like, not from of this earth. Very, very like confident, like you said, very strong.
Yeah, so why is he
very,
showing up
a lot of clarity.
Thank
because
you.
There's so much going
so
on.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah. So okay. So what this is saying is that this very pure, and that's what I'm getting. And the thing is, on the other side, the energy is pure. So you haven't heard from your friend because he got a lot of shit he got to take care of. He's so grateful for you, and I'm talking like years, I don't know, I'm talking like years ago, like the 90s maybe, even before that.
Yeah,
like,
the 90s.
Yes? Okay, thank you. I'm getting that, like in the archives, a long time. I haven't plugged into your boss, but it's interesting because I'm getting the energy of this guy who is very grateful for you, and there's this pure kind of nostalgia, which sort of is like purifying any of the toxicity that might have taken place during that time, because there's a grace and there's sort of like a looking back at it through very kind, appreciative eyes, and almost like healing that contrast. And that's what happened. And I think we're getting that because it's showing us where we are right now, that this is a portal of healing. So the gateway to it might appear as contrast. So we might be having some physical discomforts right now that we thought we handled, or that we might be a little afraid of or a little concerned. And what we need to do is we need to eclipse that lower vibration and to foothold toward ascension. And this is where your boss is coming in. So your boss, I'm not saying he's bald, but is there anybody losing hair, not a lot of hair?
My friend you were talking about was almost bald, and my boss was, he was losing his hair.
I said bald and losing hair. You're making me work today.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta get the corset on, okay? Come on.
Yeah.
I said bald and losing hair. Thank you. That's your boss.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the annoyed medium. That's gonna be my new business. The irritated medium. Okay. I'm joking. Okay. So bald losing hair, that's what I said. Okay. That's your boss.
Now with him, I'm feeling that there's like a clarity, but a stoicism about him. Although, if you caught him, he really could be quite funny, but he wasn't. But I'm not getting that he was like boisterous. It was almost like if you were kind of like in the inner circle, he would kind of let you in. Am I on the right track? Am I picking up on his energy?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So great. So it's almost like there is this lane. I'm getting like this lane where he was all about just stay in your lane. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I'm just to stay. This is, I don't know if it's a message to you or whatever, but it's
advice to me. Yeah.
Okay. Stay in your lane. And he's almost like winking at you. Like he's being serious, but he's letting you know that he's doing that like as a way of communication. But he also knows you're, even though you don't project like you're sensitive, he knows on an energetic level, whether he shared that with you or not, that you are a sensitive person, but you don't like people to know that you're as sensitive as you really are. So it's almost like a loving father kind of energy where he's going to be very firm, but he's going to give you that little wink that only you notice, or that little smile. But stay in your lane is the message to you from him.
That's awesome advice. I am a busybody, and I know, and I know I shouldn't. So
girl.
I get involved in things I shouldn't be involved in, and I just need to stay in my lane. Yeah, that's very solid advice.
Oh, that's so good. No, and I'm always glad to be, quote, unquote, put on the spot, because people don't know I do this. You know what I mean? So the way that I get to, the way that I practice this is on the show. Or if it happens in my own life and I pick up on stuff, but that's just me and myself. But I'm glad that's really good. So yeah, your friend is okay. Who wears a trench coat? Did your friend used to wear a trench coat?
He did. Yep, he used to.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, that's him. Okay, that's him. That's him. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. There you go. Stay
I'll find a photo and I'll send it to you, and you're going to say, oh, my God, that's who I saw.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I have an image of him. But that's great advice from your boss. Stay in your lane. And what that will do for you is that will because what that does, and this is sort of like a general statement for everybody, but it applies in this case. What that does is that it minimizes leaks in your auric field. So every time, and we do this constantly, every time we judge others, and then even more so exponentially, when we judge ourselves, or we're overthinking things, we are dismantling our auric field. We're actually deliberately putting a hole in our field. And then we wonder why we're so drained, tired, or anxious. Okay? So every time that you can implement a loving thought toward yourself, a grace, and then kind of, it doesn't have to be loving to the outside world because the world's crazy, but just sort of a neutral thought. Like now, because New York City is out of control, the third world has arrived in New York because of all the migrant crisis, which breaks my heart. But I don't even need to go to Columbia because it's right here. It's right here. The people using their babies to beg. Like, it's just heartbreak. Like, it's just crazy. New York is out of control right now, and people losing their shit. And even though it's post-COVID, it's still another version of this war zone that we're in. And what I do now, because it really used to just make me so sad and so overwhelmed, and now when I see like any sort of chaos or any sort of contrast or anything, I have two things that I've been doing lately that's been helping. One, I say to myself, these elements need to be revealed to me for my higher wisdom and understanding, because we know this is a matrix and everything's an illusion. Okay, so I need the reason why I need to see this. And at the same time, I'm going to send you loving energy. I send you love, and there's a reason for me to see this, but I'm in my grace, and I'm divinely protected at all times because it's crazy. So the more that we sort of get vigilant, not in a way of what I should be doing and being critical and this isn't happening and all this control, we're not doing that anymore. But if it's more of an investment of I am fortifying and patching up and cleansing my auric field by minimizing judgment to others, particularly myself, and the more that I do that, the more that I am fortifying my auric field and the more that I can walk through any distortion of perception on just everything's for my greater good and for healing. This is a massive healing time that we're going through. And I, again, I'm not the astrology chick, but I know, don't we have eclipses and things coming up very soon?
Yeah. Oh, we just had one yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, no wonder I was a mess. Okay, so yesterday.
Yesterday there was a lunar, and then on April 8th, there is a full total solar eclipse.
So what's your take on what happened? Oh, because yesterday was a very interesting day energetically for me. So it was the lunar eclipse. Any ramification with that or anything that you can impart with us about that?
I think what happens between Monday and April the 8th is going to be life-altering for anybody. Like you already said, like the ascension and healing process, that started about a year ago. So the people who were going to do the work have done the work. But that doesn't mean there's nothing left to do, like you said.
Okay, there's always stuff to do. Right.
There's always stuff to do. And I've been finding like in the last, like people from the past have come up again, situations.
Yeah.
I've had other people tell
too.
Me like people dying, asking for forgiveness. It's like for past faults. There's people reaching out, that sort of thing. So that's been happening. And then I feel like by April the 8th, we're going to get more of a clear view, the clarity, like you said, on what's next. Because I do feel like there's war everywhere, there's anger, there's everything.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's going to culminate by April the 8th. Like there's going to be some sort of finality to it. Yeah.
Interesting. So that yesterday was sort of the initiation of something. I didn't even know that the eclipse took place yesterday, but there was a lot of self-reflection, a lot of reckoning that I was feeling within myself. And a lot of just needing to sort of, after work, just really needing to kind of isolate a little bit so that I can get my footing, literally to get my footing. So that makes perfect sense. And this is the time to really practice radical self-care. And people need to mind their business, you know? People, now I'm not saying you at the job, but I'm just saying when it comes to whatever any of us need to do to keep our shit together, and it's so potent this week. So what you're saying really confirms the energy, and it's all what we need to do in this radical healing that's taking place. I think we sort of soften what healing really means, that we just think, oh, we're just going to be in a negligee under, Egyptian cotton sheets and get served by our handmaids. No. Healing is not for sissies.
No, nope.
Because it always hurts before it gets better. And then every unresolved issue decides to do a little parade. Oh, you forgot about us, bitch. Hello. Does a little parade, circles around you, and you're like, okay. And we just do what we can when we can, because this is perpetual. This is in perpetuity. This is just one ring
in the tree, in the tree trunk when you slice it open. There's so many rings.
Mm-hmm.
This is just one life, you know. And there's always a part of me that's like, can we just be done with this one? Because I really don't want to come back to the shit show. I really don't. But we have no control over that. But to just really own as much as we can with as much grace and self-forgiveness and to really neutralize the judgment. You know, we think, okay, we're so imperfect because we're constantly judging others and ourselves. Okay, that's human nature. We get that. The same way that we need connection as human beings. We're wired for that. But we can neutralize the judgment and understand that's human nature. But if we neutralize it, then the judgment doesn't exist. And then we're not dismantling by our own hand and weakening our auric field.
Hmm.
And I don't even talk about auras and stuff, but that's been coming in lately. I know nothing. I mean, I had my auric picture taken, like, I don't even know, like 10 years ago. And the person who took it, she's like, I've never seen an aura like this. I mean, it was like white. She's like,
wow.
I've never seen something like this before. Yeah, it was like white. It was crazy, which was very interesting. But I'm sure it's polka dotted right now. So we need to get a magic eraser, get a magic eraser, and we need to just, yeah, talk about spring cleaning. Spring cleaning isn't really about your house. It's about,
yeah,
we got to scrub that auric field. I don't know. I have to look up, like, what are things to do for that, but that's really coming in. Do you know anything? Do either one of you guys know anything about that? I have to look that up.
Cleaning your aura? Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, then.
Do.
Oh, look how she says it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Look how she says it. Oh, my goodness.
Like, girl,
I
do.
There's lots of, you know what, whatever way feels good for you. Like, some people may, you know, use scents or whatever, but some people, all you have to do is sort of focus on it. Ask for help. There's lots of angelic and other beings that'll come in and help. We just need to ask more often. Yeah, or you can do there's chakra cleansing. You can cleanse your chakras, which helps your aura.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, that's good.
There's
okay.
and there's that stuff that you talk about, you know, that the hurts that you listen to on YouTube.
Mm.
You listen to that sound therapy stuff.
Oh, right.
Or
right,
you
right,
did.
I listen. Yeah, no, I do, but I listen to it on Spotify. Yeah, I
yeah.
know what you're talking about. The solfeggio frequencies. Yeah, I do that all the time.
Right.
All
right,
so I'm basically doing
yeah.
it. Yeah, and I love the same.
Yeah, you
are. Palo Santo. I do all of that. Okay. Okay, but yeah, it's time to just pay attention to do spring cleaning, not only in our where we dwell, but in our bodies, in our body, mind, and spirit, and to not be so judgmental toward ourselves and each other. But very, very interesting. So it's going to be interesting to see now that you kind of got this guidance from your boss, about, and then also, like, the name of your guide came in specifically,
mm-hmm.
take a minute, hello, to really embrace that guidance and to see how you feel in the workplace moving forward.
Yeah. There's another thing, too, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but lately I've been seeing, like, colors, flashing lights, colors out of one of my sides of my eyes. It's like
mm-hmm.
a tear in the fabric of the veil.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes from my peripheral vision, I'll be in the kitchen and I think I'll see something kind of like flashing by, and then I'm like, well, no one's home, hello. So
mm-hmm.
not often, but yes, I have a little bit from
mm-hmm.
my left eye.
You left, yeah. Oh, mine's my left too.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Not often, but yes, I know I can identify with that a little bit. So.
What about you, Elisa?
Very.
Maybe once or twice in my lifetime. Yeah, not very often, but I have had it happen. And I don't know which eye. I don't know which eye. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the left. It's the receiving, I guess the receiving side, perhaps.
Mm.
But,
Left is receiving?
Mm-hmm. You remember when Reverend Adam was giving you a hard time about, you know, giving your money and receiving money, and then, mm-hmm. you know, putting your money on the altar and have it face you. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, because you're trying to pay him, and you're like, just put it on the altar. And he's like, but be sure it's facing you. And she's like, I think you're a little rattled by it, because he did a major, like, he did a lot of stuff with you.
Oh, he did.
But yeah, he was always like, always give your, you know, put your money out on your left side, on your left hand, so that you,
right. Oh, I forgot about
so you
that.
Receive it again, you know, otherwise if you, you know, and you know, and get your receipts on your right side, because then you don't want to keep those, you know, or bills or whatever. So it's interesting, you know, like, you know, pay
all
with your, you know, pay with your left side, you know, with the left hand.
Oh, thank you for reminding me that. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Yes. Keep us posted. Like, stay in your lane, girl. Don't be switching lanes.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye, darling.
See ya.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow,
no,
Julian.
I love that.
Like, you, I remember when you were working, you know, in the beginning, it was Bill and the Angels.
Right, Bill and the Angels. Yep. I know, crazy.
And yeah, I don't think I've ever really done something to ask their names. Or like, there's just a lot of them, so I have to be like,
there's
a,
so many, Lisa. There's like
collective.
There's so many. There's so many.
That's what I've been told.
That's why. They're nameless. There's so many. They don't even need a name. And it's interesting because with Bill and the Angels, it's like that has, it's transcended that. So now there's no name.
Right.
There's no name. Elizabeth, all of that, that was in a prior form. Now there's no name because it's integrated.
Right.
You know, but, you know, we tend to forget as we're navigating the linear world, we're navigating the density of the earthbound plane, we forget. So that's another reason why the show is so important, because we get reminded twice a week underneath all this bullshit. But really, what really matters. So it's very, very interesting what happens. So, question update for you. Don't tell me you still haven't seen your niece.
I won't tell you.
Oh, shit. Wow. He's a stubborn thing. He is. I mean, I know you're stubborn, but he takes the cake. Is he also a Taurus?
No, he's a Cancer.
Okay. See those Cancers? I know I'm a Cancer too, but Cancer men. I'm sorry, I'm being so sexist right now. I mean, my son is a Cancer, but they can be so stubborn. Oof.
Well, I think it's because the capacity to be hurt is so big.
It's so big, yes.
And then
if
you're male, then being able to express that regularly was not usually is not usually something that they would choose to do, because they're not taught to do that. And so they keep a lot of stuff inside, and I know that they hurt.
There is so much pain.
They just haven't figured out a way to express that without, like,
right,
affecting everybody in their path and them taking it out on people who don't deserve it. That's not really the best way to do that. So, you know, and like I said, hearing things from our childhood, and you know, everyone experiences their childhood differently, but
right,
I can only imagine that for him. I don't think it was easy for any of us in the emotional sense.
It's sad.
In the mental sense.
It's almost like your two brothers, like, don't have the capacity to cope. One had to completely remove himself and the other is completely stubborn. And then you're left being the youngest girl, the youngest, and you're left sort of like, you know, stuck with everything. That's, interesting.
Yeah.
So, because I mean, you've been doing the work since you're a child without even being aware of it, as I have, you know, because I'm not, we're not going to compare ourselves to our siblings, but I don't compare because there's, it doesn't even go into the realm of comparison. It goes more into the realm of Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. I mean, that's
right.
That's how I've always described my childhood and my family. I was like that thing that was not like the other. Because forget comparison. Forget comparison, because I really don't look, I will be civil, I will be kind. I want nothing to do with my siblings. And they want nothing to do with me. We'll be kind and loving, but no interest.
Yeah.
That's it. No interest. I'm not going to fake it. They're not going to fake it. And we're better for it. My kids don't have a relationship with their uncle and their aunt. You know.
Wow.
If we got together, it would be love. It would be kind. But no, it's the complete opposite of you and your family. Complete opposite. My family is me and my two kids. That's it.
Right.
That's my family. That's it.
Yeah, it's interesting because like you, a lot of my friends thought that I saw my niece on her birthday.
Because it looked that way on Instagram.
Yeah, and I'm Facebook friends with my sister-in-law's sister, and she wrote, I think just yesterday, like, you know, she commented on the picture that I posted with me and Isabel and said, you know, she just gets cuter by the day. And I almost wrote, that's what I hear.
Well,
I didn't do that. I don't want to open up that can of worms. It's just, you know.
See, that's good. So that's you staying in your lane. Very good.
Yeah. Now I am tempted to ship this box of stuff, you know.
I would do that. I would do that because why should she suffer and not get her little present? And then it's not a thing. Ship it.
Yeah. I think I am going to ship it.
No explanation. You know, you'll have a card.
You know, I had that birthday card for her. I always, you know.
Card in there. That's all you have to do. There's no explanation. You put the card, there's the gift, you send it off, done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I would do that. And this is a good time to do that because this is about your healing. It's nobody's business, and we can't control how people regard us and judge us. So this would be a very empowered healing act for yourself. And why should there be this illusion to block you from giving that gift? Look at what Anna had to do for so long with her kids. She used to throw gifts on the balcony of the apartment.
I know. I was there.
Remember? You were there with her. I rest my case. So anyway, to be continued. What a great show. Felt like it was 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So if any of you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take gentle care of yourself and each other and stay in your lane. And as always, to the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like.